Yo,
What's up?
what's up, Trey? How you doing?
Doing good.
I'm good. All right. How's been going with you and everything else?
It's been going pretty good.
Tell me what you end up talk about your podcast and everything else. That way I can end up do a little bit of homework on it.
Basically, my podcast is basically sports, but me and my co-host, we try to put, some
Right.
stories that we see on the timeline. We don't want to make it just about sports because, like, we figured, anybody can have a sports podcast. We want to kind of
Yeah.
incorporate something that everybody can listen to. So,
Yeah.
we'll find interesting stories on Twitter, but mostly sports, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much end up through the same way as far as the NFL and the NBA and college football, that type of particular stuff, and what I see from the articles and the way I read the articles and everything goes. And most of the times I see things that what the articles and what the senior writers and they'll do this and do that and all those particular things in that standard right then. Now all that I can tell you is welcome to the show and everything else. And let's end up towards get down to business, which in the first down the business is that we all really want to really get down to about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys that happened just this past weekend, which in the Cowboys won the game 29 to 23 in overtime from the Amari Cooper tip ball pass from the secondary of the Philadelphia Eagles. And only thing I need to end up asking you, Trey, is it's the season over for the defending Super Bowl champions?
Pretty much. It sucks because I know today Carson Wentz dealing with back spasms or whatever. I might not even play the rest of the season, but that game against the Cowboys basically decided, who was going to win the division. Because if the Eagles win that game, they're in the lead in the division. But, obviously the Cowboys won. They've got a string of hold on the division, and now you have no Carson Wentz. And there are a handful of teams breathing down the second wild card's neck other than the Minnesota Vikings, and they may not even hold their spot. So the Eagles have
Right.
been decimated by
A
injury.
lot of teams, yeah. I mean, they've been decimated for a lot of teams in a certain ways, but everybody still end up having pretty much in a hunt here. So they pretty much just end up saying, in order for Philadelphia to contentiously to stay in the race and all that, they say they go out to win at least the next four. And every time they will try to win certain games against contenders who they played against, that teams that already beat them this year. I mean, Dallas then pretty much didn't sweep the series on you. Then you go down to New Orleans to lose by 41 points, which in that was really one of your top contenders that you had to beat in order for you to stay in the hunt. And if you look at it, how the aspirations was for Carson Wentz and them, I mean, pretty much last season, they wasn't as banged up as they was this year. This year was by far their worst because their secondaries was getting banged up, defensive lines and everything else was getting hurt. Carson Wentz ain't recovered from so much of an ACL surgery that he did. And now he's ending up dealing with back spasms and everything else because really, you can't really trust Nick Foles because Nick Foles didn't end up they got exposed to winning the Super Bowl when Carson Wentz did went down, which and he was in the MVP consideration. Now that MVP consideration is thrown out the window, which in the considerations is for now Patrick Mahomes III, Drew Brees, and Phillip Rivers. It's down to those three QBs that. Who's going to win MVP? The real question is, who did you end up have to win most valuable player this year? Now, in my particular standards, I had Drew Brees to end up winning because people and analysts just kept snubbing him for years. It's like you snubbed this man out of six MVPs during his 17-year career. You're snubbing a man who throwing over 5,000 yards in each of his professional career, which he throws over 3,000, over 300 yards a game. Patrick Mahomes is just straight, freshly new. Even though he's throwing his parts in for 43 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Drew Brees, on the other hand, ended up only throwing 3 interceptions the whole year. Because for right now, Trey, and I'm going to say it like this, and I'll let you in the run how you end up emphasizing and who you consider should win most valuable player. If the National Football League snubs Drew Brees one more time just because he played his only worst game, but if you look at it from Patrick Mahomes' end, Patrick Mahomes ended up had 5 turnovers one time against the Los Angeles Rams when he ended up had 3 interceptions and 2 fumble losses. But I don't think they ain't going to look at it. They're only going to look at the determination of how much body work you can put in. That's how pretty much the NFL is going to look at it. So if Drew Brees doesn't win MVP this year, something is not right. Something is up with the National Football League.
Honestly, it sucks because now the MVP award was a lifetime achievement award, then Drew Brees would win it. But the problem is Patrick Mahomes is he's putting up numbers that we haven't seen since Peyton Manning in what was it, 2015, and then Tom Brady in the year they were undefeated. The problem is Patrick Mahomes' floor is 80% of the quarterbacks in the NFL's ceiling. That's basically what it comes down to. And, like, you can look at the 5 turnover game. Like, yeah, it's not good for a quarterback to turn the ball over 5 times. But he turned the ball over 5 times, but still nearly threw for 500 yards, still had 6 touchdowns, and they were still a drive away from tying or winning that football game. Patrick Mahomes' worst game is still statistically better than some of Drew Brees' best games this year. And, like, honestly, that's the tiebreaker for me. I see what Drew Brees is doing. He's tops in passer rating. You know, he's only got the 3 interceptions. He's still got 30-plus touchdowns. You know, still putting up the yards. But
it's just that Mahomes is pretty much there.
Yeah, when Mahomes is statistical worst or, you know, perceived worst games is still – on par with or better than Drew Brees' best games, then you can't overlook that.
That's the only thing, and I end up agreeing with you when you don't overlook those certain games right then and there. It's just that I hate when NFL analysts would just snub Drew Brees because of his Hall of Fame career, and they end up saying, oh, he's under 6 feet tall, and I don't think he can manage to end up the throw like that. I don't understand that from certain NFL players, and it ticks me off because just because this man is under 6 feet, this man ended up having a Super Bowl championship back in 2009, something that Patrick Mahomes might be pursuing in the near future, which he's trying to pursue that now. See, Patrick Mahomes right now ain't faced his toughest adversity yet. He ain't faced it yet. As soon as the postseason comes, it's a whole different ball game. Drew Brees been there already. Phillip Rivers been there already. Tom Brady's been there. Peyton Manning's been there, which he's retired. I get all that. Each of these quarterbacks are Hall of Famers. They know what the adversity is when it comes down to a game. Even Ben Roethlisberger. Patrick Mahomes ain't been there. This is going to be his first shot to see what is he going to do. Can he end up upset Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game? Can he drag Kansas City to Super Bowl 53? Can he carry can he carry the entire team on his shoulders?
I mean, I think he can. They played the Baltimore Ravens last week, and that was the Baltimore Ravens defensively pose the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs because they pose
the biggest threat on Kansas City. Kansas City pretty much escaped from that game. I mean, I don't understand how a field goal kicker ended up just missed the game when the field goal. That game should have never went to OT. That game should have never went to OT. I looked at that game, Trey, and I swear to God right then and there, swear to God on my mama's grave right now, that man, that field goal kicker should have never ended up missed that game winning field goal for y'all to end up the guy and everything else.
Nope, probably shouldn't have missed it. Harrison Butker's been as close to automatic as it gets all season and throughout his two seasons in Kansas City. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes made plays against the Baltimore Ravens that probably no other quarterback can make in the NFL.
Oh, it's, Jesus. All that I can tell you is right now, Trey, okay, from the AFC side and everything else, we already know the Chiefs and the Patriots is going to take the first and second seat. We get all that picture. Who did you have to play in the – who you think these teams from first to six? Which we got Kansas City and New England.
That's it. Yeah. I think Kansas City – yeah, Kansas City and New England have the one seed. I think the Chargers end up with the five seed because they're not going to win the division.
Yeah, because really, the Chargers and the Chiefs got to battle this out for the final Thursday night game of the year. And I'm saying that game right there is going to be electrifying. You talk about Phillip Rivers going against a young Patrick Mahomes quarterback. Now, this is where it's going to determine. You might also say this is the MVP game that Patrick Mahomes might play. We're going to see, is he going to put up MVP stat numbers or he's going to drop? I didn't see Jared Goff drop like that Sunday night against the Bears when he ended up throwing four interceptions to the Chicago Bears defense. We already seen what the Rams are capable of. They're not capable of playing in a cold winter. Because if you see the Chicago Bears playing against the Rams, and I'm going to say it like this right now, the road to the Super Bowl is going to come down to either the Rams or the Saints. It's either going to come down to L.A. in the L.A. Coliseum, or it's going to run down on the Super, or the road to the Super Bowl is going to go right to Drew Brees in New Orleans. Because if the Rams will want the Rams so bad, they go out to make sure they beat their team and then the divisional round to play the Saints. I'm saying Saints pretty much the same way the Saints can do it too. Because the Saints just clinched the NFC South Division. Playing Tampa, beating them. Now, in the NFC side of everything else, I don't see Carolina making it. I'm sorry. I can't see Carolina making it. Carolina's losers of five in a row. How you lose five in a row?
Yeah, I don't think the Panthers are gonna make it either. They
I
can't.
Don't think so neither. So whoever get the last seed of the playoff picture, I'm pretty much might be calling. I want to call Philadelphia in this one, but I really can't. I can't really call Philadelphia in this particular picture because Philadelphia will have to pretty much will particularly will have to win four out of their five. They'll have to win the next four games.
Yeah, I don't think I think without Carson Wentz, I don't think Philadelphia gets it. In the end, I think Minnesota hangs on.
Minnesota or Seattle is pretty much going to get the fifth or sixth seed. And we just saw that game from last night. We just saw that game from the other night between the Vikings and the Seahawks. Seahawks almost pitched a shutout on them. They almost pitched a shutout on them 21-0. Almost. A shout-out on them. And you know how typical it is to go to Seattle to play in a tough environment for Minnesota. I think Minnesota pretty much fell off all because you didn't pay Kirk Cousins $84 million guaranteed. That means you're paying this man $28 million a year. $28 million a year. If this is what Kirk Cousins do?
Honestly, the Vikings kind of knew what they were getting in Kirk Cousins, but part of their problem is their interior offensive line is as bad as it can get, and they don't have
Yeah, but their interior offense is kind of bad though. But the only person that's playing that game is Adam Thielen. You can't say that white boy. That dude got hands that certain black people couldn't, that certain black folks or black receivers couldn't do. That dude, he might look white on the outside, but he damn sure play like a black quarter, a black receiver in the inside. He makes miraculous catches that other receiver do.
Adam Thielen is—he's.
It's just that the simple point is that Thielen will play his game. It's just the rest of the interior offense can't get nowhere. You barely giving the ball to Dalvin Cook. You barely seeing Cousins in to throw the ball whenever he tried to or trying to force the ball through a tight window in a tight knit situation. It don't work like that.
Sure don't. But I mean, this is why I think the Vikings, the problem, like when the one time Kirk Cousins made the playoffs in Washington, like everything went right for him, and it's not going right for him at the moment in Minnesota. If they can, just fix a, just help their interior line, like there's ways you can help your interior line. If they can find a way to help them, then I feel like Minnesota can hold on to that sixth seed, but they gotta do something to help the interior offensive line because they're not that good.
I'm gonna tell you like this right now. If the Vikings become the last team to ever get the six seed team, if they ever become a six seed team, you should know what's gonna happen to them. I can pretty much tell you what's gonna happen to them. Whoever they play against, whoever, now I'm gonna say it like this. The Saints is pretty much going to watch that wild card game to determine who the Saints are going to play in the divisional round because that team, whoever wins, still will have to go to New Orleans, play New Orleans at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and the Saints could pretty much might destroy or demolish the team for whichever reasons because when you see the Saints play at home, the Saints are pretty much putting up over 40 plus points. They're putting up over 40 plus points. Then you're putting up over 475, 80 yards of total offense. You're going to see an abysmal obliteration. Don't make Drew Brees annihilate teams in a certain way of fashion. Don't make him in to start throwing four or five touchdowns in each of those playoff games. Because if he do that, he's gonna start making all critical notes. Because you can't say a 17-year veteran don't strategize defense. He'll strategize your front seven. He'll strategize your safeties and your DBs and your corners and your free safeties and strong safeties to determine where he's gonna find his main man at. Because I wouldn't trust Minnesota. Because if Minnesota gets that rematch to New Orleans is going to destroy them. New Orleans is going to pretty much destroy them. It don't matter who it is. I could be right. I could be wrong about the situation. I pretty much could be wrong with them. Now I'm right. But at the same time, if you look at it, that pretty much could be the same way with the Rams. Whoever the Rams play against, the Rams might lose. It'll be a shame if the Rams lose as a number two seed team. And I was going to ask you, which team in the NFC from the third to the sixth seed is going to go into the wild card?
I think Seattle's gonna end up with the fifth seed, that's for sure.
Pretty much, I agree.
Eagles or Redskins, they're technically a game back, but they're kind of done because of their quarterback situation.
I found out around last week or week before that because Alex Smith, even though he torn that bone, that fibula and tefibula bone, They end up said that all injury could be career ending, like because they found that they said it was an infection.
Yep.
And we all know if he's going to be good and ready to go by the year 2019 season. So
Yep.
they don't know. So they don't know it as of right now.
I
And
think.
so that's how I'm looking at it. I mean, that's how I look at it, and that's what.